What do you think?
Are you asking him what he thinks of the design of your new mug?
Mm-hmm.
You know that to him, that is just like a place that he could poop. Like, you know, he's not thinking about anything besides...
He wouldn't poop in this.
He's looking at it and seeing that it's got a liquid in it that looks like pee. He's either thinking that he's got a pee in it, or he wants to drink it. It's pee colored, babe. You're drinking pee tea. It's pee tea. Hey, everybody, welcome out to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. I am Mike, the Fist of Justice Laidman. I am joined with none other than...
Are you saying it's my turn now?
Yeah.
Because you kind of just slurred off into nothingness.
Yeah, I did get a little, like, globbly there, didn't it?
You guys want to hear a funny story?
What is the funny story?
The other night.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to fucking bring this up.
The other night. Mike got really mad at me. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen him this mad. He's furious. Like,
oh,
his face was red with rage. Because in the middle of the night, he had said to me, "Babe, I'm sorry that I use old computers and I snore." Because he was asleep.
You woke me up and you're like, you were snoring.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, he just comes back with that after he'd fallen back asleep. So, of course, my reaction at, like, 1 in the morning is to laugh my ass off, and I couldn't stop. And then he started getting really mad, and he's like, stop laughing.
Because you were laughing at me.
Stop laughing. You're shaking the fucking bed. Stop laughing at me. You're shaking the fucking bed. You're shaking the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, just made me laugh harder.
Right.
And then I was like, are you mad? He's like, of course I'm mad. That made me laugh harder.
You did. You just wouldn't stop, and it made me so mad. Yep.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
It's not the first time you've done that either.
No. Occasionally, you make fun of me while I'm sleepy, and I get really mad.
That's happened, like, once. I guess twice now.
Yes, that's what we were talking about, is that it's happened twice now. Oh, hold on. Laura's doing something with her tea. It requires lots of concentration and a steady hand. Oh, goodness gracious. Careful.
Mike was very nice and went to David's tea again for me today.
I went twice this week.
On the promise that I wouldn't ask him to go again for a month.
The funny thing was, too, is I had actually finished telling somebody that day that you had so much tea that I wouldn't need to go for a long time. And then you friggin' sent me a message like, the spring collection's out, babe. Please go get it for me.
Yeah, because it's delicious. And then I picked my favorite, too, and I got you to get a bunch of that so I can make iced tea.
Yes.
And then...
And I got you the mug.
And then you went back today, and you got me my favorite two out of the set. You got me a bit... Because the set is like a sample set. You only get about, like, 3 or 4 cups in each sample.
Uh-huh.
And so it doesn't last very long. So I picked my two favorites, and they're very spring and delicious, but they also have this fabulous, fabulous mug. It is clear, and it comes with a strainer and a lid, and it's my first clear mug, so I can actually see my tea as I'm drinking it. I'm actually doing like a Vanna White here, or possibly a Price is Right girl, where I'm
right.
Like,
ooh, look at this tea. Here's the tea. What would you bid on this tea?
Basically.
$1. I bid $1 on that tea.
And then the glass itself is, it's a nice thin mug, clear glass with octopi.
That's going to break. It is. I can already tell. Like, it's so thin.
I'm kind of worried about it.
It's going to be super fragile and explode, like, tomorrow.
I would cry. And then
I would be fucking mad if it's brand goddamn new.
So Mike's not allowed to touch it is really what we've learned from this.
Okay. Fine. I will not touch it. I will never touch that mug.
Okay.
Never again. Okay. So when it's all dirty and stuff and it needs to be cleaned.
How often do you do the dishes?
I do it enough. Not enough, no.
Not apparently. Even close.
Anyway.
Oh my God, when was the last time you emptied the dishwasher without me asking you to?
The other day.
Yeah, you did it, I think, because I was mad at you for something else.
No. I just did it because I was there.
There's another reason to it.
No. Doing it, and I remember you being like, oh, you didn't have to empty the dishwasher. And I was like, why not? I'm doing it. And then I filled it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the other day.
You don't usually, but anyway.
Right. Anyway, let's
stop. Don't break my mug is essentially
yes. Let's stop talking about my shortcomings and continue on.
Let's talk about our shortcomings.
Yes. It's been a busy week. And that's actually where we got our topic idea from the busyness. But we'll go in that.
Technically that busy?
It's busy in the sense of we've created our busyness. But we'll go into that later. We had some podcasting, not this show, because obviously we're doing that right now.
Yeah, Trevor was here, and he and I and Mike Dodd did a Ponyville recording.
So there will be, what, episode 16, I think it is? You don't even care. How'd that go?
I kicked Mike Dodd's ass at trivia.
Oh, it's a trivia episode, eh?
That said, we didn't do very well at trivia.
Oh, okay. So
Trevor must have asked like 50 questions.
Mm-hmm.
I got 26 right.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. That's not good at all.
And Dodd got 6 right.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. That's even worse.
There was a lot of, and there's a lot of, like, the ones we did get right, there was a lot of Trevor, like, hint, hint, hint. This was the episode. This is what happened in the episode. And there was a few where it was like a multiple answer question where it was like name. One of them was how did the cutie marks get flipped in the episode where Twilight becomes a princess?
Yeah.
And so I would figure out two, and then Dodd figured out one, and then I figured out one, and then he figured out, it was like, I answered one and then got the next one wrong. So it went to him. So he had the first one already right. So he's like, that one. And then this one. So he got the second and he got the third one wrong. And then back to me and then back to him and then back to me until we got them right.
Right.
I had to keep track on my notes.
I see.
That's what those notes mean.
That's a score. Okay. I enjoy listening to that show just because you guys are my friends and you're fun to listen to.
Well, thank you.
Maybe I will take the quiz and entertain you with my big fat zero. What would be better is if I managed to beat you guys.
You wouldn't. Oh, my God, babe. The questions.
They're hard, eh?
What was Trevor thinking? They were hard questions.
Didn't he say this? He did it. You said that he asked Steph.
And she got them all
and
right.
And she got every single one of them right.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he should be doing a pony podcast with Steph.
I know, right? You two.
Meanwhile, I was off away in Toronto doing some podcasting, doing a terrible Warriors podcast. These Warriors are terrible. Steve and I, the executive producer of Terrible Warriors, got together and had a chat. He's actually decided to start a new podcast to showcase the talents of the players of the games. I mean, because everybody has their own projects that they do besides that podcast. So it was a chance to showcase all of the work that that everybody else does. And I was honored that he chose me to do first, because, I mean, there's a lot more famous people that play than me, you know? Like, well,
was,
Dodd, obviously. But
he was giving you the dry run. You were the trial.
Well, you know what, though? We had a good time. We talked for almost an hour and a half, we had a good time. I was losing my voice by the end of it because we were having such a good time chatting. And there's a lot of stuff that we talked about, including this podcast, where if for some reason you haven't been listening since the beginning of the podcast and heard at some point the story of how Laura and I met, it is reiterated in the podcast with Steve. So that will be going up next week sometime if you guys want to hear that. And we also talked about Mike's Stupid Comics and how Mike's Stupid Comics is back and updating fairly regularly so far. I haven't had a hiccup yet.
How many do you have finished and in the can?
In the can? There's two more that are finished 100% ready to go.
And you got another one you'll probably finish.
And I have another one that
tonight.
I'll probably finish tonight. So I am still keeping... I did take that time to get stuff in the can, and it has paid off so far. So we'll see if I can keep that going.
And how often are you updating?
Every 4 days.
Okay.
So tonight I'll be finishing a page.
And you should probably have another one finished this weekend?
Hopefully I'll have another page. If at the very least, I'm going to... Because something we've been doing a lot lately is watching a lot of television. So if I don't get a page completely finished this weekend, I would like to have multiple pages at least started, to the sense where, because I still, like, the way that I'm doing Mike's Stupid Comics right now, I still ink by hand. I'm not digitally inking.
I don't know digitally, why not.
Because there is a learning curve when it comes to the digital inking, right? And I'm not happy with how it looks yet. So to keep it consistent with how the rest of the series looks so far, I'm doing all the penciling digitally, and then I print that off in non-reproduction blue, and then I ink by hand. So the plan is, if I don't have a finished page by the end of the weekend, I at least want a couple penciled pages done, so that during the week I can just sit and ink while we watch television. So
you also this weekend still have to make that shirt pink.
Oh, right. Okay.
You have to, Mike made a
I made two shirts last week.
T-shirt at my request, and it looks lovely. But we came to the conclusion about the Mr. Bubble shirt on a big reason why it's probably so popular, especially in girl sizes.
Yeah, because it sells a lot. It's
pink.
It's pink.
And not to assume that, you know, but it's a lot of girls' t-shirts.
It's a pink logo on a baby blue t-shirt.
Yeah.
So.
And it's selling mostly in girl sizes.
It's mostly selling girl sizes. Yeah.
So we're thinking.
In the UK. So thank you to the Top of the Morning crowd.
That's
Ireland.
Ireland.
Well, hey, they pay in the same currency, real day. Isn't Ireland the same as...
Maybe Northern Ireland?
I don't know. I don't go there and pay for things. I don't know how their currency works there.
Anyway. So I've asked him if he could change the blue elements on the shirt.
On the shield shirt.
To pink. And the dark gray to maybe a lighter feather gray or something.
Right.
And make it a little bit smaller so it suits a girl's t-shirt a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit, like 80%.
Right.
And hopefully that'll sell, because my actual, despite having a ton of views, the shield shirt hasn't sold yet.
Yeah, well, this was our kind of collaboration, in the sense of you're like, this is what's going to sell, and it hasn't. But that's okay, because I came up with a t-shirt this weekend that didn't sell either, so... I created a shirt. I'm super, 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 super excited for the new Godzilla movie.
You don't say.
And the trailer recently dropped, and there's a section in the trailer where they talk about how in the 50s the atomic tests in the ocean, like the Pacific Ocean, that everybody knows about, like Bikini Atoll and all that stuff.
Yes, we get it.
And maybe not everybody fucking knows that shit.
But you're like, yeah, everybody knows, but I'm going to reiterate it all anyway.
Fuck off. Anyway, they say in the trailer that those nuclear tests were actually them attempting to kill Godzilla. And they show a shot.
Gojira!
They show a shot of a nuclear weapon with a painting of no Godzillas on it. Much in the sense of, like, they still do today. The U.S. Army is well known for drawing things on their bombs that are like, you know, coming to get you, Saddam, and stuff like that. I mean, you've seen that before, right? You're just staring at me like I'm a fucking crazy person. Babe, they do that.
I'm not saying they don't, I just have...
You've never seen that before?
No.
They painted it on Fat Man and Little Boy. Do you know who Fat Man and Little Boy are?
Of course! Do.
You're still looking at me like I'm an idiot.
But I've never seen those. I've probably seen pictures of the bomb so often that it just, like, that's just what it looks like.
Yeah,
and
like
actually processing. Oh yeah, that's a doodle.
Yeah, they will doodle on them, and they doodled in the movie. They doodled Godzilla like no Godzillas, like the Ghostbuster symbol, but with Godzilla in it. Anyway,
or the no smoking.
Yeah, but I'm keeping it nerdy here. Anyway, I copied that logo and I made it for a shirt, and it hasn't sold well either, despite my thinking it looks really cool. So,
we
both struck out. High five.
I'm telling you, I think the pink one is a good idea.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Ladies.
We'll see when the pink one's up.
You promise you'll do it this weekend, right?
I'll promise.
I'll promise?
Yes,
that's saying
I promise.
You will promise.
I promise that I'll do it this weekend, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, So, yeah, no, I actually did talk about those t-shirts and stuff, too. But we talked about Mike Stupid Comics and kind of the future and the past of Mike Stupid Comics as well. So if you've known that Mike Stupid Comics is a thing that exists and you wanted to know more about it, you can listen to that podcast when it airs next week. What are you making that face for? You okay?
My head hurts.
Your head hurts? You going to be able to continue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to stop?
Nope.
Okay.
Just need more tea.
You have so much tea.
I still have most of a glass.
Yes. Drink the tea then, and you'll be a billion times better.
Look how cute that glass is, though.
Don't break it.
I would be so mad.
If you broke it?
Yes.
Would you be mad at me?
If I broke it?
Yes.
No, of course not.
Would you take it out on me? Because I wouldn't like... I would not appreciate that.
What do you mean, take it out on you?
Like, if you got all mad, and then I was like, is everything okay? And you were like, no, it's not okay. Like,
of course I would say, no, it's not okay. No, I'm going to be like, oh, yes, is everything's peaches.
No, no, no. But there's a difference. Like, there's times when I've been mad about stuff that I can't control, and my response is just to be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of being like, I don't want to talk about it, and running away, you know, that kind of shit.
We broth.
That's fifth broth. We're broth. Now I'm going to just keep
we
fucking it up.
We both process our anger differently, dearest.
We broth-ass it. Get it? It's broth-ass. You know what's funny, actually? The podcast that I did with Steve, one of the things we talked about was on our show, how our show gets so much more feedback than any other Twig show in history.
Because we ask for it.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, if you listen to any Twig show, Dodd throws out the email to be like, hey, let us know, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But our show consistently gets the most feedback out of any show that's ever been on This Week in Geek. And we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about that on Steve's podcast. He stole our feedback attack segment, and he's going to start incorporating it into Terrible Warriors episodes.
We demand, what's the thing?
Satisfaction?
No, but
compensation.
Like, I guess.
We want royalties?
Yes.
Royalties. Well, the thing is he changed the name. And the thing that's even dumber is he changed the name to something that I came up with, too. So our show, we have the feedback attack. And on the new Terrible Warriors bit, they have...
the attack of feedback?
They have... No, it's read back the feedback is what it is.
You know what would be better? Feedback, read back.
Well, yeah. Probably.
You know what would be better? Give us some money.
Okay.
I don't know.
Give us money.
I like money.
But yeah, no, that was good. So when that posts, I'll definitely throw some links out on the old Untitled Mike and Laura Project Twitter, which you can follow at UML Project on Twitter.
Yeah, Mike says he's actually going to start running it because I already run 3 Twitters and I'm not running a 4th.
Well, here's the thing. Is something... Don't even worry about that. Here's the thing that I've decided that I'm going to shush. Here's the thing that I'm shushing you. Here's the thing that I've decided. There's a lot of people out there who are fans of wrestling. That much is true from the sense of we talked about it on one episode and we received feedback about it every week for like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's been happening lately that we've had a lot of success with is... humorous live retweet, humorous tweeting, live tweeting the Raws and the SmackDowns and
Raw's on right now or SmackDown's on right now and we're not tweeting about it. I'm missing out.
Well, you were the one that chose to not watch it live, so anyway, in the future, I'm going to start live tweeting from the Untitled Mike and Laura Project our thoughts on whatever's going on during the live.
We'll probably catch the last half.
Right. Well, we'll do that then. Anyway.
Stop doing what you're doing there.
What? Itching is itchy. Anyway, yes, we're going to start interacting a lot more there. And hey, Facebook, you know, why not follow us there? All you need to do is search the name of the show that you're already listening to, and you can be our friend there.
Well, it's not really a friend. They can like us.
They can like us. Like us on Facebook. And then look for us on Pinterest. There's no Pinterest. I just made that shit up.
But you can find us on... Ooh, Grindr.
Wait, no. What, isn't Grindr fucking gay dating? Hey, we're not a gay dating thing. We're not gay and you can't date us. A show, you can't date a gay show.
Oh, you know what we should have done the show about this episode?
Gay dating? What?
RuPaul Drag Race, start your engines, RuPaul Drag Race, the best woman wins.
Well, we didn't get any of the feedback that we were talking about. We did receive some preemptive feedback for our 100th episode, and we thank everybody who decided to send something in. So we don't have any feedback, so we can just jump right into our topic here. And what better way than with your RuPaul's Drag Race? Something that we've realized lately is we are becoming our parents. I'm pushing 30. You're pushing 45.
Hey!
And,
shithead. To be fair, while we're saying this, I'm wearing unicorn leggings.
Yeah.
And drinking from an octopus cup with sparkly toenails.
And I'm wearing pajamas. And this is it's 8 o'clock on a Friday
you're
night.
You're more your parents than I am right now.
You're not doing much better.
Hey, my mother does not have unicorn leggings, I'll thank you very much.
That
She's a lot
is
of
true.
Big sweaters, though.
That is true. No, no, I'd be my parents if I fell asleep on the couch in an hour. My. That's when I'd be my parents.
An hour? My parents were asleep an hour ago.
So anyway, what we mean by we're becoming our parents is we're finding, like, we have scheduling conflicts when it comes to television now.
Oh my god, we're getting really bad.
We watch so much television now that we have no time to schedule it all, and we're 2 weeks behind on certain shows, which is insane, because when we started, like, when we moved in together, we watched maybe one show,
mm-hmm.
and it was like Mad Men, and then that was it. And, you know, we'd watch shows on Netflix together, but we wouldn't have, like, these are our shows. These are our shows on Monday. These are our shows on Tuesday, that kind of thing. And now we have a show, like, every day of the week.
And this is why, like, now that we've got all these shows, I bemoaned. Bemoaned the fact that things like Game of Thrones and Mad Men were short seasons.
Yeah.
I hated that IT Crowd, when you watched that, was only 6 episodes a series, because it's like, fuck, that's only 6 episodes.
Mm.
Now, I wish everything was 6 episodes. Because, seriously, no, like, 10 to 13 episodes is perfect, because there's no filler.
Yeah.
You only have to keep up with the show for, like, 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and then you can move on to the next thing. But these series that are, like, I thought Blacklist was half a season. I thought it was a 13-episode season.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's not.
Full season.
And it's like, god damn it, I don't want to watch that many episodes of a show.
Which is why that's the show that we're 2 weeks behind on.
So I'm almost like, go ahead. Just because it's so much effort.
Right.
Not that I don't want to see it. It's just like, fuck, I don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
I got other stuff. And then we only have a month till Game of Thrones and Mad Men are back.
And here's the thing. Like, when we started watching a lot more TV lately, Monday was the night that we watched all the TV, because we would live stream. We would live stream Almost Human,
mm-hmm.
into Sleepy Hollow,
mm-hmm.
into Blacklist,
mm-hmm.
and then wrestling became a thing in our lives again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yours for the, I guess
to
it
be
is
fair,
again.
That
it
takes
is again.
Up 6 hours of TV a week.
That takes up so much time. When I, at the height, at the absolute peak of my old wrestling watching, I would only watch Raw and then the pay-per-views. And now we're watching Raw live, so now we have to catch up on the 3 shows that I just mentioned the next day. And then Archer, which is also on Mondays. So that's 4 shows we have to catch up on, because we watched a 3-hour Raw on Monday night. Tuesday is catch up from Monday night. Wednesday is Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the mm-hmm. catch up from that. And now Survivor,
mm-hmm.
and Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday is Big Brother again.
Yeah, Big Brother's 3 hours a week.
And also, let's not forget, on Mondays is also RuPaul's Drag Race. So that's another...
RuPaul's Drag Race and Untucked, which...
Which is two more shows.
Which is an hour and a half, which, hilariously enough, when I said to Mike, you know, I can just watch RuPaul on my own on Tuesday afternoon.
I told you to.
No, you were... I was like, hun, if you would like to watch it with me, I'll wait. And it was 100% to you, and you were like, I'd watch that. It's like, yeah, you would!
I told you, no, I said that it was up to, I said it was up to you, and I said, if you want, I'll watch it with you, but if you don't, you watched the premiere on your own, and I didn't care. Did I come home and be like, well, you didn't watch,
Well, there was two premieres, so it's okay.
You watched it without me, now I gotta catch up. I didn't watch that episode.
You didn't need to.
I don't care. If I know it's a show that you like to watch,
well,
and you like
case,
to watch it with me, because you're like, why was watching the show about drag?
Well, if you would like, I will cut Drag Race out of our TV watching, and
if
I will make
want,
it.
I mean,
but that's the thing, you keep saying, if you want, and it's like, do you want to watch it?
No, the thing is...
Tell me if you want to watch it.
Well, I don't hate the show, but I don't care if I miss it. The reason that I watch it with you is because you have told me on numerous occasions that you like watching it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I love you, and I want to do a thing that makes you happy... I watch it with you.
Oh, wow. That could not have been said the same about, like, Breaking Bad.
I know. You don't want to watch any of the shows I want to watch. But then again, your show isn't super depressing.
Yeah.
So.
How could RuPaul's Drag Race be depressing? Okay, no, that's a lie. I did cry once or twice in the last couple seasons.
Uh-huh.
Usually when it gets down to, like, my mother and I were best friends, and
yes.
I came out as gay, and now she hates me.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, stop crying, because I'm going to cry. You're going to run your mascara. Because they're drag queens.
Right.
I love drag queens.
So now, also, we're watching more wrestling. Main Event, which is on, I guess we watch that on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And are we going to keep watching NXT or no?
Oh, we have enough shows. We should probably not watch NXT.
Yeah. And then now we have SmackDown on Fridays and Community on Thursday, but we watch it on Friday, so that's another thing that we got to watch. And this week we missed Survivor, so we caught up on Survivor now. Like, my parents have a DVR that records three shows at one time, and they use that feature all the fucking time.
No, it records three shows while they're watching one show.
Yeah. So they can watch a show and still record three other shows.
Yeah, dual input.
So they're watching,
or
like,
quad input.
A ridiculous amount of crap. Like, every time we go over to my parents, they seem to be like, well, are you ever going to watch this? Like, my parent, for some reason, my mom records every episode of Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
And then doesn't watch them.
Yeah.
Is that you scratching? Okay, because it sounded like somebody was puking in the other room.
No.
Okay. Which I'm happy about. So anyway, yeah, like, my parents have a DVR that is absolutely full of all this shit. Like, I'm glad that we don't have cable because we'd be even worse off than
we
are now.
Part of me's like, we should just get cable again. I'm like, no, no.
And then
that would be the worst idea on the planet.
And then on top of that, because I work in television, essentially, I'm constantly being told all these shows that I should watch, like True Detective. I want to watch True Detective.
What we need to do is when True Detective finishes,
yes,
we got to download, because it's only a short season.
It's only like 8 or 9 episodes.
We'll download it all on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, we'll get up at like 8.
It's marathon.
And we're just going to get her done. We're going to do it in a day and just get it out of the way and be like, damn, good thing we did it like that.
I still have to watch season 2 of Homeland, which then leads into the season 3 of Homeland. I have 24 coming back.
Yeah.
That doesn't come back until May, so I have some time.
I don't even know what's going on, so I'm not going to watch that with you.
You could watch one episode. One episode. It's only 12 episodes. One.
Why is it called 24 if it's only 12 episodes?
Because the reason it's called 24 is because this is a revival of 24. The original 24 was 24 episodes.
I know.
But it's like a test run on bringing it back, so they're only doing 12 episodes. They have a 24 movie called 24 whatever whatever, and it's only like 2
hours. That movie
hours.
Came out?
No. There was a TV movie that led like into season 7.
How many seasons are there?
This will be season 9.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Yeah, so.
Max Power. He's the man with.
Bob's Burgers on Sunday.
Yep.
Somehow we don't have a show on Saturday.
Because what shows are on Saturday?
That's true.
Nothing.
Nothing. So yeah, we have that, Bob's Burgers on Sunday, and then Game of Thrones and Mad Men will be coming back soon, but then there's also Big Brother on Sunday. We have too many shows, babe. It's kind of horrifying how many shows we have.
So, no.
Are you talking about cutting one out?
Like, no, my problem is I'm going to need to watch. Like, this is like a need to.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're short seasons, because Mad Men's even shorter this year because they're doing the split season on the last season.
Which is bullshit. I hate fucking split seasons.
Like, okay, I get the short season, but they're literally just drawing it out.
For the sake of, let's have another year of Mad Men.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, that's stupid. Like, I don't mind a short season, but don't dick us around.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I will need to watch Mad Men and Breaking Bad, or Breaking Bad,
and
fuck.
Breaking, Game of Thrones.
And, like, it's, this is how bad this is getting, that the thought of not watching them before I go to bed on Monday, because, like, we can't watch them Sunday.
Yes.
Like, it's like, no, I need to watch them. And, like, I need to know what happens. So, if I have to miss... Well, Mad Men's, what, 6 episodes? If I have to miss 6 episodes of Raw, I guess I have to miss 6 episodes of Raw. But Almost Human's done, because the finale just aired.
Yes, but we didn't watch it, so we still have to catch up on that.
But no, like, that's what I'm saying. I know. We'll have one episode.
Yeah.
Big Brother is a huge commitment.
Big Brother,
I can't help myself.
Big Brother is a huge commitment. Out of everything we watch, it's wrestling and then Big Brother for commitment, because there's so much time.
I was explaining
it.
Big Brother to Trevor. So Trevor comes down last night to record the podcast, and he gets down at about 9:55.
Which you waited till after fucking
Big Brother
was done.
But he gets down at 9:55, and Big Brother ends at 10. And Dob was watching Big Brother as well. And so Trevor comes in. He's like, let's get started. I'm like, There's 5 minutes Big Brother left. And he's like, no, come on, really? And I was like, dude. So he sits down and he's like, wait. So I was explaining to him. So he's like, so it's like a social experiment? I'm like, yes! So, yeah, I was explaining Big Brother to him and how awesome Big Brother Canada is. But the thing is, you know what's... Mad Men is a show I really... Out of all of it, like, I'm looking forward to it the most.
Did you ever find that teaser I showed you yesterday?
No, and thankfully, no, you know what it was? Like, the player, it wasn't that our computer wasn't up to date enough for the player, it's that player isn't up to date enough for our computer.
Mm-hmm.
That player is from, like, 1997. Whoever originally uploaded it's an idiot.
It was People Magazine, I think.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But no, Mad Men. You know why I'm excited about Mad Men?
Because Don Draper's sexy?
No. Because usually it comes back a little earlier. Because it's coming back late
this year. Every time. It seems every year Mad Men is coming back later.
But it comes back the same week as Game of Thrones this year, doesn't it? It's like the first week of April.
Yeah, April 6th is Game of Thrones. Is Mad Men?
It's around there.
I think Mad Men is like the 14th or something.
Either way.
Anyway.
You know what it is about Mad Men? Because Game of Thrones doesn't do it as much. Because a lot of Game of Thrones is in the winter.
Right.
So it doesn't feel like a summer show. But Mad Men is usually mostly in the summer, the episodes.
Right.
Spring, summer, fall. But it's
not
just,
always.
Just shut up.
I remember
when we start watching the show, usually when it starts, it's when we have just put the clocks back. And this year it's like a month after because the clocks go back on Sunday. I'm so excited.
I'm happy for you, babe.
I'm so excited.
Again. I'm happy for you.
Because, and then we would watch Mad Men, and I always remember, like, we...
Sounded like you said Bad Men.
We watched Mad Men. You would, like, because Mondays I was off, and we'd watch Mad Men on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And you would come home, and we would start watching it a little bit after 7, and the sun would still be up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this, like, little ritual that reminded me that summer's coming. And it made me really happy that, like... winter was finally ending. So that's a big part of why, for me, I'm really looking forward to for Mad Men. Like, I'm looking forward to the show too, but it's that feeling of like springs. Like, I went for a walk today, hon, and like I was so, if it wasn't, I even have a blister for my stupid shoe. Because the I need new running shoes. I think when I get my next Amazon payment, I might actually, like, buy new running shoes.
Yeah, that's good. Makes sense.
Because, like, I actually want to be outside, maybe even jogging.
Okay.
Or yogging.
Yogging, okay.
So, anyway, but for actual plot, of course, Game of Thrones I'm looking forward to most. Mm-hmm. Like,
still, well, you've read the books, so you know what to expect.
I know. I need to, like, and that's the other thing. We've been watching so much TV that you know what I need to do is buckle down and read Dance with Dragons. Because I'm still only, like, five chapters into that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to, like, get my shit together and finish then.
Well, then.
Because I want to finish it before the series.
Right. I'm waiting for the moment in this conversation where you're like, and you need to start reading
you
them.
Promised me you would start reading them when you were finished the books you're reading now.
I said I would do it after I finished the Marvel book.
And you haven't even touched that book in a while.
I have been taking that book to work and reading it on the train.
Have you really? How close to being done are you?
150 pages.
How big is it?
450 pages.
I say I might be 150 pages into Dance with Dragons, but it's a long fucking book.
Yes, but I've been reading it.
That's good. I'm glad. Cause yeah, like the Game of Thrones book. Frick, when you get to Storm of Swords, babe, you're gonna be like,
okay. Well, yeah, it's funny because like the book that I'm reading, while Laura's head explodes over there, is the Untold Story of Marvel Comics. And it's all, like, behind-the-scenes talk about, like, what was going on in the bullpen while Spider-Man and Fantastic Four comics were being written. Right now, I'm in the 80s. They just finished putting out The Secret Wars, which the only purpose of was to launch a toy line. And the only reason that toy line exists is because Mattel's number one competitor, Kenner, got the rights to DC characters and Mattel didn't. And they were like, shit, now we need to fucking lock up Marvel or we won't be able to get any superhero toys at all. That's why the Secret Wars happened. And also, characters like the second Spider-Woman and I can't remember her name. It's like Titania or something like that. They introduced three female characters in that storyline because Mattel said that there weren't enough female characters to put in the toy line. Also, what else was it that's been interesting to read? Dazzler exists because of the Kiss comic book.
I thought Dazzler was a joint venture that was supposed to become a movie.
That was, yeah. Basically what happened was they did a deal to make the Kiss comic. And it worked out so well. Fun side note, they did a press bit where they put their blood into the ink that was supposed to go into the comics. Yeah, it fucked up and ended up in a copy of Sports Illustrated. fun. But the same guys from who negotiated the Kiss thing were like, we should just, like, we can create an artist and do, like, have somebody come in and basically play a character and do an album and then do a movie and then we can have the tie-in comic. And it was Dazzler. And that wouldn't have existed had it not been for the Kiss comic. So, yeah, Dazzler is a direct result of the Kiss comic and was supposed to be this huge media powerhouse. And it's so funny looking back at it now because everyone's like, fucking Dazzler? That's the disco character. And, yeah, no, it was supposed to be
disco,
like,
disco was never gonna die.
That's right. Yeah.
And then it died.
And then it died. It really died. But yeah, no, it's a very interesting read. There's a shit ton of like awful things that happens to people constantly and it's like, holy shit, how did comics survive? Because everyone hates everyone.
So my mom loved disco.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a disco queen. Not really, but she loved it. Mm-hmm. She's a big Bee Gees fan.
I did know that.
When one of the Bee Gees died, she cried.
I believe you told me that,
actually. That was recently. That was only in the last few years. But yeah, one of them died, and mm-hmm. I remember her, like, being really upset. But she also was in love with Ringo. She's definitely a Marge Simpson in that regard.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's... But back to the We're Becoming Our Parents, yeah, there's... Yeah, and I think... One, it's winter, so like, mm-hmm. we don't want to go out. So at night, it's dark. We come home. We just want to sit on the couch and watch TV.
I think another thing has to do with the fact that you're not working anymore. We don't have money to go out.
Well.
Like.
No, I understand that. But the other thing is, the quality of TV has gone way up.
That is also true. There's so much good TV right now.
Like, TV is the new movies. I mean, real. No, like, seriously. Like.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, look at True Detective. Look who's in it.
Yeah. Like, you look at all these things where you're getting massive stars to, like, headline TV series, mm-hmm. and it's not slowing down. Like, it seems like every year there's going to be duds.
Yeah.
But there's so many good shows that they're, because they're realizing, like, there's so much about movies right now that's formulaic and mm-hmm. not as enjoyable, and it just seems like... Bigger box office bombs are happening.
People are starting to realize you can put a budget into a television show, and you can put the kind of character depth that you'd want to put into a film, but stretch it out so that you're not rushing it into mm-hmm. a 2-hour time limit.
Yeah.
So that's why we're getting such like ridiculous character arcs that are fantastic.
Yeah, and it's, again, like it's that perfect mini-series length of 10 to 13 episodes.
Right.
And I just... There's no movies out right now, but this is a dredge time for movies anyway.
Yeah, basically January to mid-March is when they march all the shit out.
Yeah,
you know?
So like...
This is the time of year when they put basically studios put out everything that they don't expect anyone to see. They put that stuff out now.
Yeah, because like, the competition isn't any better either, so they just kind of hope that people are going to go see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like... But TV is better. There's more... Because 5 years ago, there was no shows that I was even interested in.
Yeah. Like, the only show that I watched when I still lived at my parents' house was 24.
And Lost.
That's true. 24 and Lost. And then those shows ended. And then I didn't watch any TV.
Yeah. We didn't watch any TV that wasn't on Netflix for a long-ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Like you said, we watched Mad Men because we'd watched that on Netflix. So we were caught up on Netflix, which is the smartest thing that they've done. And I think a lot of people are, like a lot of companies are starting to figure that out by putting stuff on Netflix before. Because Mad Men season 6 is coming to Netflix like 3 weeks before the next season opens. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, try Game of Thrones. We started watching Game of Thrones. But that was still only a couple seasons.
That was like pulling teeth to get you to start watching Game of Thrones, and look at you now.
I know, right? I can see why people love to talk about it. And Game of Thrones is one of those shows when people say they haven't watched it. How have you not seen it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like,
well, on one hand, it's on a TV channel that not a lot of people get.
We don't get any channels.
I know, but that's one hand. On the other hand, basically the only way you can get it at any decent like time after it's aired is to steal it because they won't make it available for purchase in any sense of the way.
Until a year later.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Like, there's so many shows now that like, oh, the night it just finished airing, iTunes for 99 cents. Yep. Like,
put it on Netflix.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You'll never see an HBO show on Netflix.
As much as, yeah, that's the other thing. You know what else I want to do? Before Game of Thrones comes on, we've downloaded every episode of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
We've also bought every season of Game of Thrones on Blu-ray, and one of those seasons we bought twice because I've given it as a gift.
That is true.
So HBO has gotten more than enough money from us. We are entitled to download the new season because we've already bought the other ones. We're going to buy the next season when it comes out. It's just a given.
Yes.
So we're like renting it downloading it.
I guess so.
I mean, we don't keep those. We're going to buy the Blu-ray when it comes out, but they're not going to put the Blu-ray out until next March. So fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting a year to watch the show. And even then, the people who make Game of Thrones say when it comes to people pirating it, we're flattered. They're flattered by people downloading, being the most downloaded show in the world. Because that's the thing. Their DVD and Blu-ray sales are through the roof. Mm-hmm. So they don't have anything to worry about. Plus their merchandise sales. Holy crap.
Yeah, they sell They're a lot
They're making of merch. So much money out of merch. Mm-hmm. So
it, you know what, though? It's a good property for merch, though.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
it's brilliant.
Like, so many characters.
Like, the fact that there's Breaking Bad merchandise, it's not a show that lends itself well to merchandise.
There's not
you
a
know?
Lot of Breaking Bad merchandise.
Well, no, but there is
there's
Breaking
enough.
Bad merchandise.
I know, there is
you know?
Enough.
Like, there's Heisenberg action figures, which there really doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
But, like, a Jon Snow action figure makes sense because it's, like, a fucking, it's a knight, you know? Like, that stuff is something that people would want action figures of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to see a House of Cards Kevin Spacey action figure, you know?
You never know.
That's true. That's another show I want to watch. I want to watch House of Cards.
We can watch House of Cards.
Whenever, because it's a Netflix show.
Not just that, but we can watch it come summer when all of our shows are done. And That's the only true. Show we're watching then is Big Brother
Big
U.S.
Big Brother U.S., yeah.
So we have... Shit,
anyway. Continue.
We're not going to watch it
I know,
now!
I know.
Like, holy crap.
I know. We have too much to watch.
Because after this, I want to go watch SmackDown. And then after that, I don't know, because my head hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to rub my head.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, apparently Laura's brain just broke. So I guess on that note. I know, but you just shut down.
It's getting worse.
Okay. Well, let's go take care of that. On that note, we've become our parents.
Yeah, because that's the thing. All I want to do is sit in front of the TV and watch TV. And, like, and it's not like... Again, it was nice out, so you know what I did? I went for a walk for like an hour and a half. It's not like I'm sitting around doing nothing when it's nice out. It's just when it's shitty out. What else am I going to do? This week's been such a wash.
I'm sorry, babe. So on that note, send us your feedback. Let us know what shows you guys are watching. Let us know if you guys are experiencing the same conundrum as us with
let
too
us,
many shows to watch.
Tell us what other shows we should be watching that
yes.
we're missing out on and why.
Yeah, add
you
to
have
the
to
list
add
of
the
ones.
Why.
Add to the list of shows that we need to watch.
Oh,
and
Orange is the New Black comes back in the summer, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good show, too. But we'll be able to watch that.
And we got to finish Top Gear because we've been watching the new Top Gear. At least
too many shows, babe.
God, we're so
too many
old.
Shows. For this week's episode, I have been Mike Layden. Layden, that's not me. Mike Layden, and joined with. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Tell me about the cat noise.
The cat noise.
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes.
Yeah.
The.
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But that, I. Here it goes! Just ran by. Like a teeny ninja. Shit! Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out ThisWeekInGeek.net for more geek content. And you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, which I highly recommend you do as we love the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Layden, at reply Laura underscore Raptor, and of course, at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.